a concern almost in all our meetings. When we talk about people, we'll find that the response is very small letters, people they don't see. I should think we must deal with this in future, really. Because all the time we're talking about this. And members, I must say, the family, we is always fighting. That family doesn't have a problem. I mean, we the parliamentarians and the department, people who are at loggerheads, always fighting. No, we cannot proceed with our development. So we must always work amicably so that our things can roll and we achieve what we have to achieve our goals. But this minor issue, let's try to fix this minor issue so that we can work. Thank you. Can we get to the report and leave this minor issue? Okay. We'll restart our process. Can we get to the report? Can we start? Let's try to amend it in order to explain what is the reason. Thank you.
operating rules are important in order to maintain the balance we need to do an annual assessment, support short-term demand, and provide information around short-term needs and measures to be implemented to ensure that the demand is not going out. And the third slide talks to issues of water quality and underwater quality of water resources and drinking water quality.
Sorry, thank you. Are you dealing with an overview? Are you in the report?
Yeah.
Are you in the report?
Yes.
On which page? Because number
five. Page
5. Page 5.
Page
5, number. Then, for the quality and declaration. The quality and declaration. There we are. Yeah, no, okay. Yeah,
I don't know what
the problem is. Can you look at the about project?
There are two documents. The one is the Planning Officer's Overview, which is a high-level summary document, and then we've also got in your text from last week an annex champagne, which gave a much broader, and that's the one you were pointing out here when you asked me in reading from that document. So there are two documents. One the overview, and then there's the annex champagne to the overview.
Yeah. Can you process it?
Also under the 9-10, we also monitor dynamic stations, and we will learn to maintain and ensure that reliable data in terms of the water quality is available. We also developed a national water classification system. We undertook the green drop assessment and 4.9 waste treatment plans were assessed, as you are aware, so we also had the green drop assessment. We also did a risk assessment of 852 waste treatment plants and 787 water treatment works were assessed last year. That is the year under review. We gave us the report on the Bishop and we did the report on the Bishop last year. Also, so what I just want to say is that it is important for us to be focused to information management when it comes to water management, to improve the knowledge of water resources in the country and to understand the historical and probable future trends. Information is an anchor of integrated water management. And then the next slide, that is the page 6. Here, this is our investment. This is a major investment in the organization, infrastructure development in the country. And this is where we are contributing towards economic development beyond. We have partially completed the VAL river system, that is the technical completion. We are currently using a temporary abstraction work and we are intending to complete the permanent abstraction work by the end of this year. And we have some projects that are under construction, which work in projects. Members will understand that when you talk, infrastructure, water infrastructure, these are long-term projects. Long-term projects in terms of planning is long-term, in terms of design is long-term, in terms of construction is long-term projects. So they take time, they run over MTSP. We are building the work in the Congo. We also build with Mandoni, Waterworks, so if you are aware, members, we have to continue with the process of installing pipes. And the important thing is that there were some challenges around the time, and we put measures in place to make sure that we are able to get water to the people. The dam is in use and the water is there. And in other water treatment work, to sewer regional water work, we do have a construction schedule for that, including in the work, the construction in the river. We are also dealing with the water river, across the Taba, Moingeni, Komati, Mokolo water, Olifant river. After I've done the presentation, each member will require detailed information around this process. time that we are able to govern the country, so we need to continue in the public place. We also have a program of maintaining our infrastructure. 70% of infrastructure meets design standards. We have to ensure that our debt meets certain design standards. And we have a team of people, technical people, that develop the game, and we have a program. And the total cost of the program went into half a billion last year. That's the type of work that we're doing. And 60% of the transfer in Bulgaria, we are transferring water services in municipality, and we still have a responsibility to make sure that we are ready. So we have that responsibility and still have that responsibility. 80% compliance of levels of assurance of supply. Members will be aware that we have ESCOM, we've got SASOL, they need to have a certain level of assurance that we will have water in order to be able to deliver energy to the country and to deliver the services to the country. We have to maintain our dams, we have to maintain our canals to make sure that we can maintain that level of assurance for the country to be able to have the energy and other services that are required for the economy and for the social needs. 49 regional vaccines is work in progress. As you are aware, members, the regional bus is money in the department, but it's money that has spent in the bank. We are doing the project management of the regional bus, and it's going to be running into a video for the after year. For the year under review, we spend close to 900 million for the project, but most of the projects are in the planning phase, other than the design phase. The reason of that is under construction, and construction takes a time, it takes 2 years to complete the school. Page 9 talks to universal access. Members, as you are aware, as water ourselves, we are not responsible for the supply of water at local government. However, we have to ensure that water gets to the ground. We provide the support role in terms of ensuring that the required level of strategic direction and technical capability for municipalities to develop water services development plans. And 60% of municipalities last year have been supported with capacity that is deployed in ways of previous things, to deploy technical people. In some cases, like in the eastern case, we have deployed one engineer from the department, also in the northwest, in Madeleine, we have deployed some engineers to assist with the challenges facing municipalities. We are also assisting municipalities with planning. As you are aware, members, we have to ensure that there is integrated planning. Planning that takes at the local government level has to take it through the provincial planning regime and go to the national department. So we ensure that water is taken at the center of planning by being involved at the local government level and at the provincial level. We also supported 20% of municipalities with water conservation and demand management plan. Members will also be aware that the issue of water security is becoming a priority. There are leakages across the country. There's also the issue of the public understanding and awareness of the importance of water that the citizens of the country. We are contributing to that working of course with municipalities, because that case is the state of municipalities. We have to partner with municipalities to make sure that they are playing for water conservation and demand management. We also supported 5 provincial departments on the development of provincial water plan. So we are doing the support for water. We are coming to the theme of African agenda. This is our contribution to the international relationship. We have teams in the department. We've got teams of technical teams that are involved in the management of shared water. We've got the joint water commission between South Africa and Swaziland. And these people, they work together with officials from other countries to make sure that there is integrated water resource management between the different water sources that affect the country. We've also got a permanent water commission between South Africa and Namibia, and that one also is a running business. We've got water commission between South Africa, Botswana, and Zambia, and Zimbabwe, and also we have employees involved. This is, remember, this is also come from him because we have to have quarterly meetings with other countries to make sure that the issue of water conservation and demand management are attended to, the issue of water quality are attended to, the issues of water allocation are attended to. So it's an ongoing business that is involved and quite intensive. We also have a joint human technical committee between South Africa and Botswana, and the tripartite permanent technical committee between South Africa, Swaziland, Mozambique, Orange, Cameroon, River Commission. These are all the commissions that we are working on as a department, and we are playing a critical role in South Africa to lead in some areas where we have specialized knowledge and understanding. We are also separately participating in a number of multilateral platforms. We participated in the so-called Water Week, and this also requires preparation, also requires consolidation and partnership in the sector. We also completed the FedEx Hydrological Cycle Observing System. We hosted the second Africa Water Week in South Africa in November last year, when the minister took over the president of MCA. These special services are important and critical in order to ensure regional economic integration and to make sure that the continent moves to the right direction and do the right thing. In terms of the department's ability to do this, we have a monitoring and evaluation framework in place, which is currently still operating on a manual basis. However, we are in the process of getting it automated so that we can continue to have smart reports and reports that really over software application. 90% of the staff processing level. Assessment of the staff processing also you can usually explain when you assess staff, what assessment staff for them to get money. You assess people in order to understand are they performing the job after the time. Are they meeting the standards that we expect? And also to be able to identify development areas. And this is where we are going to be engaging and doing an ongoing basis in order to identify skills gaps in their own career. Also, 95% of asset register consultants, we had a lot of proposal last time. We do have asset registers in place that are not consulting. It's an ongoing basis, and this is one area that we want to maintain and keep the level of excellence. And for you, wellness initiatives implemented, self-esteem members, we also have to make sure that we comply with the regulations in terms of the HIV/AIDS requirements and consider health regulations. We also have to ensure that the individual experts are also employees when they go into difficulties in life, so that also the linkage between the work-life balance can be achieved. Around poverty alleviation and transformation, we created 19,202 jobs under the Working for Water program. This is a program that is not one with others. It's not entirely identified as one that falls under decent jobs, but it's treated as a safety net in order to be able to allow people space to survive. However, what we need to do as a department, we need to look at and innovate around this program so that it can take people to the second level of progression. Because people need to come from the second economy to the first economy. And any program has to work towards getting people to that level of sustainability and self-sufficiency. But for now, it's a sort of safety net for now, and it's focused on that. However, it also got another element, the element of water conservation, because we are able also to conserve water through the children, although the primary role is the education, but the secondary one now, which Africa is becoming also more important, is the issue of water efficiency, the issue of water conservation that we are able to do through this program. Another area of is the issue of women empowerment. We have director that is focusing on women empowerment, and the main focus of this program is to focus on training, how do you empower women so that they can play a meaningful role within the water sector. And we also, under this program, partner with municipalities where we identify women and we involve them in projects such as river health program, where they go for rivers, they clean rivers, and at the same time they are also gardening projects that they can undertake in line with the requirements of the program. In terms of the challenges setting on page 15, I've just finished the high level presentation. If you look in the annual report, after each and every strategy goal, there is information on challenges. What I've done is I've looked at all the challenges that are reflected in the strategic plan, and I've summarized them into one into. I've summarized them into an overall presentation. The first challenge presented to our system is the aging infrastructure and inadequate operations and maintenance. This is mainly got to do with local government, at the local government level. And we are recommending that we spend in our competition with cost of policies and quality. Because the policy of operations and
maintenance system.
Chair, I don't know, PG now, you look in the which document for your presentation. You come to the annual report or come to the with your original. Because now I'm getting a lot.
Where are we now? Where are we? And in which document?
The
document. This one?
This one.
The very same question, this one. Can you assist us? There is some
question.
Okay. Let me just talk for 3 or 4 minutes so that we can deal with this issue. Because members, all of them, they just ask where are we going.
And the first challenge is that this challenge is not mainly focus on the human aspect. That means development has to work in a collaborative system to make sure that the objectives of that strategy are achieved. So the issues, what we are doing with the development, we are working with the development of local governments to make sure that the issues surrounding water are highlighted and prioritized. There is also in that mention that we are also participating in the team that is looking at the development. The establishment of an infrastructure fund, central fund, to look at the integration and the rehabilitation of the water of infrastructure and local government. We need to intensify our participation in continuous improvement plans, development of ITCs and local government. In terms of the turnaround strategy of government, it is said purposely that any delivery that will be taking place on the ground will only be the one that is articulated with the ITC. Anything that is not contained in the ITC will not be accommodated in terms of budget in the delivery. And it is important for us to position water issues within the ITC so that they don't take any subject of delivery. Also, we have an idea which we must share with local government departments. That is the refencing of funds for operation and maintenance, because currently the funds for operation and maintenance in the municipalities are used for other things, not necessarily for operation and maintenance. And we are saying there's a need for us to talk to the ministers, local government, and to ensure that the refencing of those funds. We also need, as a department, from our side, to improve revenue management and debt management to deal with water resources, infrastructure maintenance, and the growth. Second question is honourable members, is aware that we are currently dealing with the review of the pricing strategy and the funding model to accommodate the maintenance, the backlog in the maintenance of the water infrastructure. Water pollution is a challenge, and we are recommending purchasing the interface implementation of compliance, monitoring, and enforcement measures. We have external standards. We have established the director of regulation, and there is a director of compliance, monitoring, enforcement, and we are intensifying our efforts to build capacity around compliance and monitoring. And this is one of the areas that we prioritize for the development going forward. Regular on-site inspections, follow-through, and follow-up on directives and other monitoring measures that you are doing in the development. For example, checking in the issue directive, they need to be a follow-up. If they issue a directive, issue a free directive, someone has to go back and check if now there's compliance. If there's no compliance, then you proceed to the next step of the directive. And if there's no compliance, until you get to a point where you have to go do that. In some cases, checking again is going to do that. When you have a free directive, you do get positive attention, and you then come to the department, then you begin to support them. However, in cases where there's not compliance, then we go to the level of legal system. Challenge, another challenge that we have at the airport, this is more to the base 17 with the water sector, is water losses and wastage. Secondly, we need to bring partnership with the agricultural sector to prospect the implementation of global water efficiency measures. This is one of the things we have to do. The agricultural sector has made some proposals during that discussion with the president around also the on-farm water management. That is something we have to discuss with them and get to understand what it means, what it entails, but there are some transitions on their side. And we might have to take technology, you know, what are the latest technologies to make sure that we live with the water that we have in the house. We need to intensify compliance, monitoring, and enforcement around the usage of water, validation and verification of users to deal with illegal extraction. We have completed the validation and verification of the VAR system, and now we have to get into a process of implementation now. So we are clear we need accessing water when we want to see. We need to partner with local governments on water conservation and demand management. And we have set aside money to partner with them, we give them 1/3 of the total amount, and we expect them to come with 2/3 of it. We partner with the system of the same money. There are many other things to do with local conservation. However, going forward, certainly we are aware that as a development, this is an area that we might want to really provide this assistance in the country as a whole. How do we begin to conserve water in the country and work strongly around water conservation and water management? Now, moving to page 18, 17, the current is inadequate and appropriate systems and financial control. Separately, we've spoken about this. The applicant, there is a user which is presenting a plan to the members around how to want to turn around the situation, and that is something that we're going to